questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, welcome to Arabic English Radio. This is Q&A on Islamic belief, where we shed light on your main questions. I am Asma, your host for today's episode, and here with us, we have Brother Nur Muhammad, the scholar of religious studies. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to your home, and thank you for coming.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
It's actually a pleasure to be with you. So the first question is like this. Was Muawiyah the writer of holy text, I mean the scripture, or has he ever done any sacred writings? This is the first part of the question. And then you answer this and we go to the other part of the question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that actually the answer to this question is negative. If you go to the, you know, the books of Ahlul Sunnah, you can find a lot of points and, the, you know, actually the basis of this point is one single narration in Sahih Muslim. In the Sahih Muslim, actually, we have one narration talking about the three requests of Abu Sufyan from Noble Prophet Muhammad, one of which was to assign his son Muawiyah to be a writer and a scriber of revelation of Noble Quran. And actually, Noble Prophet Muhammad accepted, according to this false narration, Noble Prophet Muhammad accepted his request and assigned Muawiyah to be a, you know, writer and a scriber of revelation of Noble Quran. But if you go to the interpreters of the Sahih Muslim, you can find many of them, and actually all of them rejected this narration. And they said that this narration actually is false. For example, we have the Nawawi in his commentary. He said that, you know, it is not accepted narration. Al-Qadi, Ibn Hazm, and many other, you know, Sunni scholars that rejected the authenticity of this narration. And even Shamsuddin Dhahabi, one of the most famous Sunni scholars with regard to the narration, and traditionalists, he say that this narration is not accepted. Let me quote the exact, you know, statement of Dhahabi. وَفِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمْ قَدْ سَاقَ لَهُ أَصْلًا مُنْكَرًا أَنْ إِبْنَ أَبَّاسِ. He said that in Sahih Muslim about this particular narration, he said that there is a unacceptable narration which has been quoted and ascribed to Ibn Abbas. So you find that actually we can say most of the Sunni respected scholars with regards to the narration and tradition, they rejected the authenticity of this narration. So we can say that this narration is baseless. And for example, some of them, they said that هذا الحديث وهم من بعض الرواة. They said that this particular narration is very weak. I think it has been, you know, been very clear that the narration which talking about the, and the hadith which talking about the, whether Muawiyah was writer and a scriber of the revelation of Noble Quran, yes, mm-hmm. is false.
So the first question is negative. The answer to it is negative, and we understood that he has never had any hand in writing those holy or sacred text.
Let me add that, of course, about the writing of the revelation of Noble Quran, actually has no role to play over there. But about the ordinary letters of the Noble Prophet, actually, Muawiyah, maybe he has done some work over there. For example, according to some of the scholars, they say that Muawiyah wa kana Muawiyah yaktubu lin-nabi fi ma baynahu wa bayna al-Arab. I'm quoting this statement from Al-Madani.
So it was not a sacred text.
Yes, exactly. He said that kana Zayd ibn Thabit yaktubu al-wahy. For example, Zayd ibn Thabit and some other companion of Noble Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him and his pure progeny, they were writing the revelation, but Muawiyah was writing some of the ordinary letters of the Noble Prophet with, for example, some other people.
Yes, thank you.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So we go to the other part of the question, that is like this. Is being the writer of holy texts a proof to claim the immunity of the writer from all the sins or any other evil deeds?
Again, the answer is negative, because if you write the revelation of Noble Quran, it doesn't mean that you are sinless, infallible individual.
Mm-hmm.
You see that talking about the Noble Quran itself, Noble Quran is pure from any, and actually it is immune from any distortion, omission, and addition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, of course, we have many evidences about that, many verses of Noble Quran and many rational proof and argument for the immunity of Noble Quran to be away from any distortion. But that individual is writing, and, you know, have some kind of writing about the revelation, this individual, it does not mean that that particular individual is sinless and infallible. And the reason of that, you see that some of the writers of the revelation, for example, like Abdullah ibn Abi Sarh, he was a writer of revelation, but he apostatized. And, you know, very clearly, and many scholars, they have been quoted this historical fact that this individual and companion of Noble Prophet Muhammad, he was writing the revelation of Noble Quran, but he apostatized. So there is no reason that that individual is writing the revelation is immune from any other error and sin.
And also we have it in the Holy Book of Quran. I don't remember exactly the verse, but there is the concept that says there are those who write the book, but they do not believe in it.
Maybe we have in some verse of Noble Quran, but, you know, rationally speaking, the person is writing a revelation. It does not mean that that individual is immune from any
or
other
infallible,
sin.
Yes.
Or infallible. You know, infallibility is God-given privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave it to the infallible Ahlul Bayt. You know, 14 infallible Ahlul Bayt, and of course for some other messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with different, you know, stages and levels on infallibility.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about other people, nobody claimed that those companions, they were pure from any, you know, error and sins. And, you know, the mere writing of the revelation does not mean that those individuals and people, they were, you know, infallible people.
Yeah.
So I want to say that, you know, Rationally speaking, it is not a mere writing of revelation. It does not mean that individual is immune from any kind of error and mistake. You see that, for example, about the, some people, they claim that, for example, the companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad, they were all of them, they are just, they did not commit any mistake. But of course, we have some differences in, let's say in other school. Yes, we have some differences in other schools of thought. Mm-hmm. Some of the people, they believe that they, all of them, they were just. Some of them, they believe that, other ideas about this issue. But after all, we have some other evidences supporting the, this idea that mere writing the revelation does not mean that
the person is infallible.
I think it is, rationally speaking, it is very clear for those people to who reflect about this issue. But after all, we prove this idea and we explain that the Muawiyya was not writer of revelation of Noble Quran at all.
So thank you for your nice information. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRB English Radio. I hope today's episode was up to your expectation and helped you figure out your questions. For furthermore of diverse information, you can visit parstoday.com. Until next session and a new episode of Q&A, may Allah shower you with His blessings. Thank you for being with us.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن